Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that we need to follow the Lord with our whole heart, even bringing our thought life under the subjection of God's authority. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's a hard thing. But David resolved to remain obedient to God's word with his whole heart. Now, again, we use the example. Saul's trying to kill him, but David's revenge is to not kill Saul because he is the Lord's anointed. Aren't we reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, my friend, bringing our thoughts, every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. See, it's our thought life that makes us mad at others. It's our thought life that leads us to want to seek revenge. It's our thought life that leads us into all evil. It's interesting to me that we're told today that we need to hobnob with Sodom and get chummy with Gomorrah in order to convert them. The idea is, from Karl Marx and communism, that the end justifies the means, forgetting that the means determines the end. What you win them with is what you will win them to. And so often, this has happened in churches and much of the church today, where they have an itching ears religion that's anthropological, that is, man-centered instead of theological, God-centered. And so as a result, you have those who are turning to the carnal weapons. They're using the flesh under the guise, well, this is how we're going to win them to Christ. Kind of like Aaron, because it's not a new thing. Aaron did this back in the Old Testament. He made the calf of gold, but he did it in Yahweh's name. You know, as long as it's in the name of God, then it's a good thing. That's what Aaron is teaching. Of course, Moses doesn't intercede. Aaron and the whole tribe of Israel's dead. Praise the Lord that Moses interceded. But nonetheless, we do see that men as far back as the children of Israel tried to do God's work in the arm of the flesh, and God throughout the scriptures condemns that thing. It is a filthy thing to do as far as God is concerned. Now, there is a temptation as a Christian when you're trying to live holily and righteously to throw up your hands and say, well, what's the use? But then, when you get to that point, your eyes are on people. And as saved people, we need to be aware that there are deceivers. And if they weren't so slick, if they didn't look like they were true Christian, it wouldn't be very deceiving, would it? You see, our victory is in whole heart, meaning from the bottom of my heart, consecration unto God. There are rich blessings for those who seek Him with their whole heart. Now understand, friend, they're deceivers, and they're going to be there because, like Jesus told us, that there would always be tares among the wheat. He told us in this age you and I live in, the local church would always have tares among the wheat. And so you know that that's coming. You know that's going to be here. And you know, I still think it's great to try to pray that those tares in our wheat would get saved. But, my friend, the tares are there. There are tares in the wheat. So, seek God daily in prayer. Saved people are to keep their eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, not people. And sometimes you wonder, why are there so many people that were active in ministry? They drove a bus, they taught a Sunday school, they sang in the choir, and now if they come, they sit there in the pew and many times just have their arms folded, and they're not doing anything. They don't bring visitors. You have a special day, they're there, but they don't have a visitor with them, and if you get anything out of them, it's a gripe. Why is that? Because those people who were on fire at one time got their eyes on people, and Satan made sure they saw the worst in people, and they fell, blaming those people for their failure, when the truth of the matter is they got their eyes off of Christ. That takes us to verse 70. Where he says, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Well, basically, we see here that saved people that are consecrated unto God need to separate from self-pity. Now, in the Hebrew world, the heart as fat as grease represented prosperity. He's not talking about cholesterol in this thing, okay? He's talking about financial, material, and even health prosperity. And the idea is that these people prospered in their slander against him. I'm reminded of the 55th Psalm in verses 12 through 14 where we read this. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. And neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my God and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. This is a friend. And that friend has put the knife in the back. And oh, it hurt. It hurts so much. And we're ready to quit. Again, my friend, you can't have your eyes on them, even when it's a close friend. Their heart is filled with filth. It hurts so much when it is your own friend, maybe even your own family, who hurt you and say these matters of evil against you falsely. And then you see them in the world and they are prospering. But even at that, the psalmist says, I've decided. I'm not going that direction. I'm going to delight in thy law. I'm not going to enjoy iniquity. I'm not going to enjoy gossip. I'm not going to enjoy filthy speech. My delight is in the law of the Lord. Now that can happen. It will not happen if you are not in the Word of God daily, and if you don't allow the Word of God to be vital to you, if you don't meditate and think on it, it's not going to help you. Satan knows you expect opposition from an enemy, but a friend, a close friend, maybe even a best friend. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If not, your day will come when it's your heart that is filled with self-pity because of the unrighteousness and evil someone has done to you. And that takes us into verse 71. He says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Now, saved people need to learn from the trials of life. In verse 67, we saw afflictions as chastening for our going astray. But here in verse 71, this is not chastening. Instead, these are trials that build our faith. Someone has said, an untried faith is not worth having. What happened with him? Well, trouble drove him deeper into the Word. It forced him to make a decision as to whether or not he trusted God's statutes and whether or not they were best, right, for him. Now, God's statutes are best. And yet he's somewhere along the line gets the free will to decide to take what's best for us, his statutes, or choose the way of our own going. And it's our own going that brings defeat. And many times we choose our own going when we're going through the trials, and it's not a chastening, but it's trials nonetheless. And instead of drawing closer to the Lord, we get upset and get further from him. Let's just take a minor example. Hebrews 10:25, which is an imperative command for the Christian today. An imperative command is the idea of something that's as much a command as any of the Ten Commandments. But it is there telling us not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is. And forsaking is the idea of I'm there, I'm not there, I'm there, I'm not there. And you decide, well, is that best or not? Well, you've got to decide whether God's right or not. You've got to decide whether you know more than God or not. You've got to decide whether you're going to obey God or not. But don't expect that you're going to go into heaven and have not decided to follow God's way and think that, boy, you're going to be well rewarded. Boy, you're just going to make heaven shine. No, you're going to be saved, but so as by fire if you are saved. Now, we're reminded of the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. They wouldn't break the first two commandments in order to save their skin. They wouldn't have any other gods before them. They wouldn't bow down to them. And they could have saved their skin if they would have, but just for a small period of time. My goodness, that's been over 2,500, almost 2,600 years ago. Had they saved their skin then, they would have died sometime after that. In the last 2,600 years, they would have been in heaven without the great reward for having stayed true to the Lord in that thing. And oftentimes, God allows troubles to take us to our knees and into His Word to see the depth of the power of His Word in the trials of life. Now, I can testify as a Christian, let alone as a preacher, that I've had some deep trials in my life and just heart-wrenching things that they're too personal to share with you, but I can look back now and see how through the Word and prayer and just trusting God was able to take me through. And this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.